This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Hardesty and Needle on FUBAR Radio.
Hello and welcome to FUBAR Radio.
It's Hardesty and Needle.
Yes, that's right.
Yep.
Yeah, it's been a good day. How are you doing? Welcome to the show. I'm in a good mood, Andy.
Oh, yeah, we should both stop chewing. I can hear it.
Yeah, sorry. It's that. Sorry. I know we're cool, but we're not that cool.
Yeah.
Stand there chewing gum. So, why am I in such a good mood? Well, I'll tell you why. Just went to get on the bus, and the card machine meter is broken. £1.50 saved. Boom.
I can't do. Yeah. I forgot about that.
Honestly,
you're completely beaming. Like you look. You like look at my face.
It was like falling in love.
Yeah, because okay. So basically, Rich was going about having a girlfriend. His girlfriend came. She left. She left on Sunday.
I know you know that.
I'm just telling everyone else. But she left on Sunday. You were devastated. You felt sick.
Yeah. But then
depressed as hell. But then you got on a bus. Save £1.50.
He's fine again.
He's back.
He's got who? Kirsty what? £1.50. Get in.
Honestly, I've never seen a man look so happy.
Oh, and you see me when I said, Andy, I think I'm in love. How? What is that all about? I tell you, I'm in love. You're like, yeah, whatever. I save £1.50. You're like, really? Wow, you must be really happy. You must be ecstatic over the moon.
Yeah.
It was good. I was a bit scared because the kids upstairs. I'm aware that I've got my hair in like a bun, and I've got like a hair clip and some youth at the back.
Did I get weird? No, you went a bit weird. But also, basically, we walked down half the bus, and you're like, right, okay, let's go here. You sat on one side of the aisle, I sat on the other. I was like, well, there's two perfectly good seats there next to loads of those youths.
No,
you're scared of them
because they'd see that I've got a hair clip in the back of my head.
and beating you up.
Yeah, I might get sat with exactly. I got bullied on the bus before, actually.
By some kids.
Yeah, but it's so annoying. I got on the bus from Willesden Junction, and I was down Portobello Road. And I got on, and it was about 3 PM. When you sat on the bus, and it was about 8 years ago when I was wearing like Farrah's slacks a lot, and like basically not wearing any socks, thinking I was very, very cool,
right.
And some loafers. And anyway,
like
I just sort of
Quaid.
Yeah, exactly. And I was on the bus, and basically a load of sort of teenage girls gone, and I just thought, oh no. And my hair was pretty funky, and I thought, I don't need it. Anyway, they all came on, and I just heard, I have socks. I was like, oh no, here we go. And someone just went, socks. And I was like, all right, yeah. Mate, why haven't you got any socks on? And I was just like, I can't kick off with some like 12-year-old girls because I look stupid.
No, you can't.
So I just had to turn around and go, very clever, you know. But then they started, it wouldn't leave it. And then I was like, just rise above, Rich, rise above. And I got off and I just walked off and I walked down the road. And just as the bus went around the corner, they went, socks. And everyone else in the street turned and looked at my socks and went, ah, yeah, he's got no socks on.
Oh, no.
So annoying.
That stuff bothers you quite a lot, doesn't it? Because I remember that time it was on your street and we were filming something. And so we came at your house. And there were some kids, like about 7 or 8 or something. Maybe about 10 at most.
Yeah.
Right, and they were playing football
big,
and stuff.
Big 10-year-olds, big stocky 10-year-olds.
They were tiny little ones. Ooh, but anyway, they're basically little 10-year-olds, like very harmless and ineffective.
So
basically they were kicking a football about and stuff. And like, there was sort of an air of danger because they were sort of like booting it about and like, they didn't really care. They didn't have any of that respect for like adults.
No, they didn't. They just seemed lawless.
They seemed like fucking kids out of Mad Max or something.
Yeah, someone had to teach them the law.
No, they didn't. That's the thing. You shouldn't have run after. Anyway, basically, what happened was, so basically, on the way there, like they were like, "All right, mate," and then they sort of tried to boot the ball and hit us.
Yeah.
But we sort of avoided it.
Bad move.
I ran off because I was scared.
Yeah.
You were also scared, but you sort of tried to be a bit hard.
Yeah. I sort of puffed my chest out a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was that?
That's me having a rage.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So that's some sort of merman who's trying to get gasping for breath.
Yeah.
But on the way back from the corner shop, we came back and the kid booted the football at you.
Yeah, he did. You were livid,
weren't you?
I was very angry.
You started on him.
Yeah, you're right.
You started on like six, 8 year olds.
All I could think in my head was like, you know that scene from Dead Man's Shoes? You're there, mate. Mate, you could only, he's about 12. Yeah, come here. Look me in the fucking eyes, yeah? You're nout to me. Now get back inside.
But it didn't work. That's the thing, basically, because to be fair, I ran off again because I was scared.
I know.
Yeah, but then basically, I looked out the window, like just from the safety of your home, and I could see you sort of running back as well. Like, you're like, it backfired
because I forgot there was three of them. They were on the corner. I was like, I'm not having this. Because three times like 10 years old is like 30. Still younger than me.
You can just do spinning clothesline or something.
Yeah, just kick them one. That'd be satisfying, like a totem pole. Pang, pang, pang.
Yeah.
Like three. Yeah, one goes one way, the other goes the other way, the other goes the other way. If they're all stood on each other's shoulders.
Yeah.
That'd be fantastic.
Anyway, he didn't beat the children, and no one got arrested.
No, and I wouldn't. I just pretend
to make yourself feel better.
Yeah, I wouldn't have the balls, to be honest.
Right.
I wouldn't have the balls to get in trouble, A, with the parents, B, with the law.
Okay.
Or see with them. I don't want him to turn around and beat me up.
No. Anyway, what have you been up to? Oh, no, no, sorry. What's on the show?
Since I got into the studio, I would store some muesli from in there.
Okay, did you?
You can hear it jingling around? Live by my own rules.
Did that make you as happy as the £1.50 you saved?
No, but I was thinking about it, and that's probably about £1.65 I've got now.
Exactly, yeah.
15 pence worth of granola.
Yeah, you've got £3 out of this world
today. Woo!
Yeah.
Oh, happy Tuesday.
What's on the show today?
Oh, sorry. So on the show, we've got me, you, lots of little features. Can't find the piece of paper.
It's right in front of you.
I've got lots of little bits. So we've got news. News. Yeah. That's new information for you. News.
Yeah,
I've
got
news.
Some new information for you as well.
Good, because I haven't got any. Brilliant.
You're not.
No. Well, I have, but it's not really news. It's just something about a boy.
You've got a photograph of someone or something.
I've got a photograph of someone in a very, very silly outfit.
Oh, okay.
It'll be new to you, unless you had a Daily Mail, in which case it'll be old to you.
Okay.
Some thoughts we've had.
Yeah.
Not sure I've got any of those either. A game from you?
Yeah.
What is that?
I'm not 100% certain about that, really.
Right.
It's How Light Is Your Body, but I've twisted it. I don't think it's a game anymore.
We've got a non-game.
Yep. We've got another thing on the sort of same similar sort of vein. Dick Baby, which got executed by you lot because no one saved it with an email.
Yep.
Basically, I've got some the hottest baby names of this year.
Oh, really?
And most of them are dick baby names. So I think there's going to be some sort of dick apocalypse in the future.
Year of the
so
dick.
Many dicks wandering about in like 25 years.
But yeah, if you've just had given birth, God rest your soul.
Yeah, well, if you've given birth and you've called it Arlo, God rest your soul.
Oh, Christ!
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Who is going around naming kids' name? What is it?
Arlo.
Sounds like a film with Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck.
Ben Fleckflock. Yeah. Bling Glockflock. Isn't that some sort of whiskey?
What?
Bling Glockflock. I'm sure people drink that at Christmas. What's it called?
Glenfiddich.
Glenfiddich or Glenmorangie or whatever it is. I don't know. We've also got, this is pretty exciting and also sort of makes us sound a bit more intelligent, we've got a doctor coming in who's going to tell us about the NHS cuts and what the hell's going on there.
Yeah, because none of us know anything about that.
Exactly, Andy. I wasn't going to mention that. I was going to say, I was going to pretend that we got him in because we were to, you know, get the voice.
We know about all that
stuff. We need to learn. People who listen to this show don't know that we're learning as we go along.
Right.
Like this is basically our university, isn't it?
Well, I went to university, didn't I?
My university.
It's my second one, your first.
Oh, God. It's my university. I hope I graduate.
You didn't go through high school, did you?
Not going all the way.
I went to go through that first before you go to university.
I'm not going back there, mate. It'll be weird. It's like some sort of Will Ferrell film.
Yeah, well, won't it?
Sat at a tiny little desk with my big, I was going to say big hairy legs, but they've probably got bigger legs than me there, haven't they?
Big hairless legs.
So yeah, we've got a doctor coming. He's going to diagnose me on air. I can find out all the illnesses I've actually got, and I'm not making up.
Yeah.
And
we've both got those, but like, is he going to, because the thing is, I've been to the doctor before, and they don't analyse shit. They just come, and then they go, yeah.
Do they?
What?
They just what? Sorry, what? Sorry. They just gone then. Sorry.
They don't come actually. I come to them.
Yeah.
Anyway, I sit in the room where they're already there.
Yeah.
That's not really important. But anyway,
you sounded like you were
there.
Like, what are you doing here in the doctor's surgery?
They don't break into my house. I just mean like I go to see them, and then like basically they just I've been before. They just sort of like shush me away or like shoo me away. Whatever it's called.
I hate that. No empathy.
It's horrible, yeah.
I hate when they go like, you know, look, it's fine. Without even looking at the thing.
Yeah, it's like, sometimes I go, look, I've got tonsillitis or a sore throat, and they go, right, just open your mouth, and they're like, sort of like about 3 metres away, and they're sort of looking, squinting into my mouth.
Yeah, no.
It's like, you can't see from there.
No, unless you've got like some bionic eyes, or like Spider-Man. Maybe he's not, what's the guy's name? It's not like Dr. Parker, is it?
It's Dr. Spider-Man, it was. No, it wasn't.
I don't know
my doctor, actually, to be fair, I don't know what my doctor's name is.
What, Mr. Spider-Man?
No. My doctor at Harrogate Clinic is called Dr. Shave Cox.
Is it?
That's no word of a lie.
And he comes, you're saying?
No.
When you go to see him?
No, honestly, Dr. Shave Cox.
Wow.
Yeah, C-H-A-V-E-C-O-X.
Wow, that's...
But his son, actually, this might be libelous, actually, to be fair, but his son did bit someone's nose off.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not surprised. Cool. I'm not going to be... Basically, if you've got a second name Shave Cox, you're probably going to get a lot of shit. And the only way to sort of deal with that shit is to bite someone's nose off, which is what I should have done to those kids. Should we have a song?
You sure? That was my good friends the Tangerines.
Do you know them?
That's a lie. I know one of them, Ricky.
Oh, I know Ricky.
Yeah, I know. We both know him.
I'm cool.
Hurrah. Right.
Yay!
Richard, what have you been up to?
Well, what have I been up to? I said goodbye to the girlfriend I've not mentioned. So she went off. Feeling pretty heartbroken, to be honest. In a bit of pain.
Yeah, but that's been washed away, isn't it, by the free bus journey.
Free bus journey from Islington to Old Street. Boom. Over it. Completely fine.
You went the other way around, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway,
oh, the other way. But anyway, yeah. So let's not, I don't want to go on about that.
Get bogged down the logistics.
Let's go on about that bus journey again.
No.
To listen to more of this episode and to catch up on all of our shows, go to fubarradio.com.